Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Caesars.
How come your pickle is bigger than mine? That's not true of real life. Let's be honest. Your beef jerky is bigger than mine, too. I got the chef.
Heart problems.
Didn't he have a heart problem or something?
Why, you mean he didn't try very hard?
No, he had a... Oh. Yeah, jeez.
Getting distracted.
Some shots from this spot. But one thing, did you try to get a fly in the middle of my car? I got to be focused here, man.
You're bugging me all day.
Jeez, I can barely even function at half of it, and you're making it hard on me. Jeez. We got Mr. Miyagi over here swatting flies.
It's time for Struds On.
Doing too much. So it's hard to envision this, but let's just talk about Warren Fogle for a minute, because last night I thought the first goal really kind of, I think it sums up where he's at. And you could see in his body language after, just felt sick about it. He gets the puck, he has time to make a play. He kind of double clutches, not sure what his play is. He decides he's going to skate, get his pickpocket, Strome goes in and just rifles it bar down, or pretty much bar down. And the simple play is just to pass it up. You can see there's a play up the wall, chip it up the wall to the guy that was up the wall. I'm not sure who it was. Let's just whatever. Let's say it's McLeod. You just get it up the ice and you're out of trouble. A, he has to recognize he's the last guy. He would know that. Like he's been in enough games to understand where he's at. It's not that he's not smart or he's not a good enough hockey player. He's simply trying to do too much. He's trying to create something when it's not there. You're not going to get that puck on the wall unless your number is 97 and maybe 29 and skate through 9 other people, including your teammates, and score a goal on the other end. It's not going to happen. So make the simple play. He did the right play by getting the puck, getting under control, and just pass the puck up. So he just tried to create something that's not there, trying to do too much, trying to make too much happen. Yamamoto, on his penalty, he's trying to do something extra. He reaches in and you know, you can say, well, he got hooked before. It doesn't matter. He puts a stick in there trying to do too much, trying to reach when his feet aren't quite underneath him yet. Again, gets a penalty. So these guys are trying to do things that are right now that just, they wouldn't normally, when they're feeling good about themselves, they're not going to make that play. They make the simple play. And I say it all the time, and I love this saying, is see a play, make a play. And for a guy like Fogle, that should be literally tattooed on the inside of his left wrist. See a play, make a play. You get the puck, you see a play, boom, make it. Is that play skating? Okay, skate it as far as you can, and then you pass it or chip it in. If you get the puck like you did there, you see the play, you make the play. And it's so simple, it's so basic, but when you're in a hole, you know, you're just trying to continually trying to dig out of it by doing more and more complicated things. Unfortunately, what happens is it just makes it worse. Craig McTavish had a saying I loved. He used to say, when you're in a hole, stop digging. And I think that perfectly exemplifies where Fogle is and Yamamoto are right now. Just make your game basic and just see the play, make the play, and get your game will come back. They're not going to play this all year. You're going to find, eventually you're going to find your game. It's inevitable. But that first goal, Greg, as I was watching, like, this is a perfect Struds On because I could just see in his mind, I'm going to do something special. Don't do something special. Just pass it up and let your game flow from there. You don't have to do anything special. That's not your job right now.